verbal because I'm sure my screen has been.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, thanks, Lynn. All right, let's get started. It is 2:03 p.m. on February 22nd, 2022. This is the regular meeting of the Utah Department of Transportation Corridor Preservation Advisory Council. We are here today at the Lester Ware Conference Room at the UDOT Complex with a bunch of our council members also joining us via Google Meets. Thank goodness for technology. Item one on the agenda is public comment. I'm not seeing any members of the public other than council members. So unless I hear otherwise, we will move to item number two, which is our pending minutes from the January 25th meeting. Were there any comments on the minutes?
Well done. They're very complete. I'm moved for approval.
Thank you, Commissioner Kramer.
And I second that.
Ellen, thank you for seconding. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right, hearing none, the motion to approve passes unanimously. So we'll move into the fund balance and take a look at what we have here. We have a balance forward of 157.8. The rental tax revenue and property management revenue. Why is the revenue up so high on property management?
We're on accrual or a cash basis if we have.
I see. So we had some more months and the money finally came in and caught up. Okay. So the explanation is we're on a cash basis, not accrual. So the money showed up on a few, I'm guessing, a few overdue leases. So net income of just under $766,000. We had expenses. And you can see the property management expenses are a little bit higher, so everything is catching up on the bills. Maybe a little slowdown at the end of the year that
it was on our hands for a couple of centuries.
Okay. So we missed last month by a couple of days with one of our management firms. I am really excited to report that we have had several transactions close to the tune of just under $7.9 million, which is very exciting, on three different projects. But we've been working through a variety of these for quite some time, so that's very exciting. We have another $21 million in change obligated and not dispersed. If you account for everything, that leaves a total balance of just under $29.6 million. We're going to review a deobligation request today, and then we have another application. If everything there is approved, it has a net impact of reducing our balance $455,000, leaving an available balance of just over $29.1 million. For visual purposes, here's kind of what we're seeing on the fund balance, income over the last little bit. I'm noticing a little pattern, although I still wonder how much COVID wreaked havoc on the pattern we should expect to see. But it does look like we had a little healthier uptick in January on rental tax revenue, so that's encouraging that we're going to stay in a healthy range going forward.
Charles, I just have to say that this is probably a better indicator of tourism than any other major that's up there right now. Just looking at those numbers, it's very intriguing to see what's happening in our state. So,
yeah, I agree. It's interesting. Other comments, questions, concerns?
I just had a question on the hold on some of those projects. There were two on hold. I was just curious as what the holds were there. Maybe I should know that. But the I remember the park and ride when we first approved that, and also the hold is on a resident. Is there any updates on that?
So the park and ride, we are still trying to convince America First to engage with us. They're trying to figure out some development plans. And so they keep saying, we'll get to you, we'll get to you. This is a very important parcel in terms of Mountain View Corridor's ability to meet its environmental obligations in the future to permit a full build-out and conversion of Mountain View from an at-grade highway to a more traditional grade separated interstate-like system with frontage roads. So we have been holding it just to make sure everybody knows we're going to talk about it when this is ready. The 1600 North project, I'm going to ask Diana for a little help, but it's funded or about to be funded, and so we expect to move it that way. And yes. So we'll probably take it off for preservation in the not too distant future.
That's part of the issue. The other part of the issue was what is part of the plan to do as far as building new in a home that accommodated her disabled daughter. She was unable to do the appraised value of the property.
Yeah, she got caught in the supply chain and construction increase cost challenges that we are all familiar with in different ways, but the funding of that project, hopefully she will be able to accomplish what she hopes to. Is it funded yet, do you know?
Not yet, but I understand. I suppose I can check.
So we
thank you, Diane.
We don't want to move her off just yet until we know for sure that we can make sure she's taken care of through the funded project. So consider it an important placeholder that we will reading the crystal ball, we'll probably de-obligate and move her into a traditional acquisition with relocation benefits.
Thank you for that update. And for your thoughtfulness for taxpayers, that's appreciated.
Is it getting more expensive to build houses than roads?
It's certainly taking longer. Good luck getting windows. Windows and garage doors.
Garage doors?
Very hard to come by. Not that I'm working on a remodel of any of my bathrooms. Don't ask how garage doors factor into that, because... Any other comments, questions, concerns?
No, it looks... good. Looks healthy.
Yeah. Okay. We have two items to consider today, and I would be open to a motion.
I'd move that we move into closed session in order to discuss property acquisition strategies.
I'll second that.
That was you, Jory. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, Jim made the motion. Jory second.
Great. Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll remind you, we got to go through one by one, say our name and our vote. And I'm just going to call you in the order I see you. So first I see Diana.
Diana Leko, AOI.
And then I see Lou Kramer.
Commissioner Kramer, I vote aye.
And then I have Helen Peters.
Helen Peters, aye.
And then Jim Price.
Jim Price, aye.
And Jeff Gilbert.
Jeff Gilbert, aye.
Last but not least among the J's, I have Jory Johnner.
Aye.
And then Ron Whitehead.
Ron Whitehead, I vote aye.
And Rhonda Menlove.
Commissioner Menlove, I vote aye.
And then Charles Stormont, I also vote aye. And with that, we have a unanimous passage of the motion to go into closed session. I'm going to double check. We don't have any members of the public, and we don't. So, Lynn, would you please stop the open session recording and let me know when you have a new one started for closed session?